Friends Indeed Inc. is putting on another Christmas dinner this year after taking a break due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have George Halkiotis with us now to talk about that dinner. George, what can you tell us about this event?
Of course, we didn't hold it last year because of the pandemic, and so this year we are again going to start holding it, and hopefully we can not be adversely impacted by the pandemic. We do plan on, instead of having 8 chairs per table, cutting it down to 6, give a little bit of spacing there. But other than that, and we will encourage people to wear masks, but obviously not while they're eating, but we'll ask our volunteers to wear masks. Other than that, things are moving along quite well. I took 30-some turkeys to the church yesterday to begin thawing so that we could have them ready. Those were donated and got orders for other, we buy, you know, supplies such as paper goods and things of this nature. And those are on order and will be arriving Monday. So we'll have everything ready to go.
And you're talking about kind of spreading out the chairs a little bit and still kind of taking some precautions because of pandemic situations. How many people on average do you normally have that come to this dinner every year, aside from last year?
We have probably 400, 450, somewhere in that range that come. And then we deliver meals to individuals, and then we take meals to the jail. And so the last couple of years, we've averaged in near around the 900 total meals served, when you also include the volunteers, because we have probably close to 100 volunteers that come and help serve the meals and do other things, the setup and things of this nature. So like I say, around 900 meals are served last few years.
And I think this might seem obvious, but why does Friends Indeed Inc. put this on for people?
When it was originally started, there were 3 people, and they said, you know, we just hate it that there are individuals who are eating their Christmas dinner alone, or, you know, maybe there's a husband and wife retired or something, and they're because the family couldn't come or something. So the goal was to make it a more joyous occasion for those who are not with their families or for whatever reason. That plus, obviously, there are some individuals who have a hard time having a good Christmas meal. So the goal is to take care of all of those people. People, provide them a place where they can be with others. And because one of the things we try to do is we have entertainment and we want to make it a joyous occasion.
And how long have you guys been putting this event on?
This will be the 18th year. And like I say, we skipped last year, but when I say 18 actual dinners that we've had. So it started off, they were held at the old American Legion building, and we outgrew that. And the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ have been so gracious to allow us to use their facility. They have that nice gymnasium and beautiful kitchen. And so probably for the last 15 years or so, we've been having the dinner there. We've had it when the weather has been super nice, and we've had it when we've had ice storms, and probably had more deliveries than we had people coming in. And in fact, the year of the ice storm, we had to delay it one day because we couldn't have it on Christmas Day.
And over these 18 years, what has been most memorable to you?
To tell you the truth, the scene, the smiling faces of everyone, and the enthusiasm of all the volunteers. You know, it's just amazing. You've got people that are giving up their Christmas Day, coming there and helping out. And it's never been a situation where they've come complaining about things. They'll come, smile, and we've had individuals doing the deliveries, and I mentioned the ice storm. I can recall that year I was afraid that some of the people would not want to deliver on the icy streets. That was not the case. They were anxious and ready to go. It just pumps you up, to tell you the truth. You just, at the end of the day, yes, you're a little exhausted. You've been there all day and all that, but you look around and you see the smiling faces and the joy that bringing to people and makes you feel good. Yeah.
What would be your message to people as you guys prepare for this Christmas dinner at the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ on Christmas Day from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m.?
We'd like for people to come out. First of all, if they need a ride to the church, they can call 918-914-1152 and ask for a ride, and we'll have someone come and pick them up and bring them and then take them back home. If for whatever reason, and like I say, we encourage people to come to the church because we feel that's far better, but there are some individuals who are housebound and they can't come out, and if that's the case, we will deliver a meal to those individuals. Again, call that same number, and someone will arrange to deliver a meal. The main thing is we want to spread the word as well as we can, and we appreciate having this interview on Bartlesville radio stations because that gives us an opportunity to get the word out. We want people to know about it, and it's open to everyone. There's no reason that you can't come.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
We always need desserts. If anyone wants to prepare some desserts of some kind and bring them to the church, they can bring them on Christmas Day. If that doesn't work for them, they can always call that number and we can make arrangements to get the desserts to the church. Or we set up the church on the 23rd, which is the Thursday before Christmas, at 1 o'clock. And they can bring desserts at that time. We can meet them there at the church. And then if anyone wants to make a monetary donation, they can do that to the Bartlesville Community Foundation and just mention in the memo field of the check, Friends Indeed. And it's Friends and then I-N-N and then Deed, D-E-E-D.
And kind of a final question for you, George. Who is to thank for making this all possible?
Thank all of the people who, you know, we've had Dunge's Toyotas, the donated turkeys, Agape's donated turkeys, and the Copan restaurant has donated items, and the Nutrition Center up in Dewey has donated items, and then all the volunteers who stepped up. It's just, like I say, this couldn't be done without all the help that we get from people throughout the community, and we appreciate it.
Speaking with George Halkiotis with Friends Indeed, Inc., they're getting ready for their Christmas dinner on Christmas Day at the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ. That event will take place from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. All are welcome. That was a Community Connection.